This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome to the show. Really big show. Hope you saw my pregame. 67% of Republican voters think the arrival of massive numbers of immigrants and refugees is harmful to America, but only 16% of GOP leaders agree. I think it's another fake news poll where they oversample liberals. It's not 67% of Republican voters. It's almost a resounding 100% of Republican voters think the arrival of refugees and illegal immigrants is harmful for America. But the fact that 16% of GOP leaders agree, only 16%, I think that's probably correct polling. And that's the problem with America today. Our leaders are just disgraceful traitors to the GOP and everything their own voters stand for. They just don't stand for us. They are not representing the people. They don't go to Washington. They pretend to represent the people, and they go to Washington, and they represent the elite 1% and the corporate donors and the multinational billion-dollar corporations and the PACs and the super PACs and the lawyers and the lobbyists, but they have nothing to do and no connection with any of us. By the way, President Trump predicts it'll be a crazy Bernie Sanders versus sleepy Joe Biden as the two Democratic finalists. I always say that Trump and I are like brothers from another mother. We've got the exact same brain. Whatever I say comes out of his mouth. Whatever he says comes out of my mouth within minutes of each other. And just yesterday I tweeted out that I believe that it'll be Sanders winning the Democratic nomination as of today. That could change. I'm not saying I know. I'm saying as of today, everything I know and the polls I've seen, I think Biden's out of it. I think it's Sanders, and the VP, if I had to pick today, would be Pete Booty. I can't pronounce his name. What is it? Buttigieg, Buttigieg, whatever it is. Let's call him Pete Booty, the gay mayor of South Bend, Indiana. I always call him Pete Booty. It's easy to say. He fixes lots of potholes. Wow, what a qualification to be on a presidential ticket. But he looks good, and I think Democrats will give him the VP. If I had to bet today, Sanders and Mayor Pete would be the team facing off as sacrificial lambs to get defeated in a landslide by President Trump. So once again, we're kind of on the same page. Although I would not call him sleepy Joe Biden. I would call him creepy Joe Biden. I think Trump's probably a brilliant brander who realizes when you say sleepy Joe Biden, you don't sound as vicious, but it makes everybody instantly think sleepy. No, you mean creepy. That's probably why Trump named him sleepy Joe Biden, because he knows most people would call him creepy Joe Biden. That's it. Instantly what you subconsciously think. Good job, President Trump. I think Biden's out of it. I think he's done. Stick a fork in him. It's probably going to be Bernie. Fordham Resources is the sponsor of this segment of the show and this entire national radio show. They're the main title sponsor in the Fordham Resources studio. They're the sponsor of the TV show. They're great people. I'm the capitalist evangelist. I love great all-American stories on Wall Street that smack of capitalism, of making money. That's what America's about. That's what makes America great, the ability for anybody to hit it big. And Fordham Resources is that kind of story, publicly traded, diversified, natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built one of the greatest stories in the history of Wall Street. He took Ultra Petroleum from 15 cents a share, publicly traded stock, to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. And now his baby is Fordham. It has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources. More than half of them have been evaluated by world-renowned auditors, Deloitte Touche. They also own the City of Gold mining property. It's about 180 square miles, nine times bigger or so than Manhattan, New York. Amazing. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Go to FordhamResources.com, their website, and check them out. They sponsor this show, and I really do appreciate them signing the front of the check. They've got my attention. Fordham, F-O-R-T-M, resources.com, ticker symbol F-T-M-R. Without further ado, let's get to the Bill O'Reilly interview from earlier today. Lots of insights from the great one. right, Wayne Allyn Root with the great Bill O'Reilly. You can find more of him at BillO'Reilly.com. All his wit and wisdom is available there, BillO'Reilly.com. And we got him right here. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good, Wayne. Thanks for having me back.
All right. Mueller's report is due tomorrow morning. And the question is, are Democrats setting themselves up for disappointment? Your prediction, will it be a 400-pound nothing burger?
Well, it's a foregone conclusion that there won't be anything in the report that will cause the nation to really pay attention. So that headline doesn't exist. My belief is that most Americans have had enough. Want to hear about the Mueller report, putting it out on Holy Thursday, next day's Passover, Good Friday. Not going to pay attention to it at all. The media has to, because there is a face-saving campaign going on. For 2 years, they misled the American people. Instead of trying to report the Russian collusion investigation in a fair manner, they became prosecutors. The national media. And now there's nothing to prosecute, so they wasted everybody's time and made a lot of money in the process. Americans know this. So now they're going to have to try to latch on to something in that report to justify their awful behavior. And I expect to see that tomorrow, whatever they latch on to.
All right, question number two is about Attorney General William Barr. I didn't start out a big fan, and I'm turning out to be a huge fan. I love this guy. He's cracking down on catch and release for asylum seekers, meaning you can still scream asylum, and we have to let you in, but we don't have to let you out. Now you are stuck. There's no bond, and you're stuck in a detention center. Will this be good for America and the border crisis?
Well, it's not good for America. We don't want to have human beings in pens, even though they did violate our system. I don't think that's good for America. But Barr is basically saying to the world, look, we know what you're being told in Honduras, Guatemala, Mexico, El Salvador. You're being told you can come here and do whatever you want. Not true. All right? So now with the court ruling in California, which stopped the madness that this individual judge said, oh, no, you can't send asylum seekers back to Mexico to wait for their case. No, you can't do that. Well, court in California stopped that, all right, and said, no, the federal government can do it for the time being, and we'll hear the case down the road. And there's another case in Virginia where the 4th District Court of Appeals said the United States can separate adults from their children if you come here illegally. You don't have any right to keep your family together. That's not a right once you break U.S. immigration law. So this is beginning to turn, and I hope the Trump administration, very methodical, said, look, we don't want to hurt anybody. We're not in the business of punishing poor people, but we can't allow an invasion of millions of people in a country. That's how you frame it.
All right. Bernie Sanders, head of Fox Town Hall, now Mayor Pete of South Bend, is negotiating to do the same thing, or so it seems. Is this a good move by Fox, and is this a good move by Democratic presidential contenders to actually engage with Republican voters?
Well, I just announced that Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota, is going to have a little town hall on FNC, so that's just been out. Good news, good move for Fox. So why not? You know, I mean, it's a news agency. It's in business to get information to their viewers. You want to hear what people have to say. The Democratic Party's been disrespectful to Fox, always has been. You know, when I was there for more than 20 years, they were always disrespectful because they want you to carry their water. And the Republicans want you to carry their water, too. I never did for either party. But I think it's good for Fox to have as much information and many interviews on their network as they can. And they don't want to be known as a conservative network anymore. Fox does not want that brand anymore, because they've suffered with the boycotts from the far left. They don't want to fight back. Fox does not want to fight back against these boycotters. So they want to say, well, no, we're not what we used to be when O'Reilly was there and other people. No. We're much more moderate now. We're much more open-minded. That's the image they want to portray, so that's part of it.
right, last question. We've got about a minute left in your message of the day at BillO'Reilly.com. You talk about a Midwest college so infected with political correctness, it can't even condemn violence, can't respond properly to violence by the left. Tell us what you mean.
Well, I mean, it's the University of Missouri, Kansas City. The chancellor there was faced with an assault on campus of a man who went there to speak about men and women and gender and how it all should come down, his opinion. Well, the guy got assaulted, physically assaulted by a student. And instead of expelling the student on the spot, which is what any responsible college president and chancellor would do. No. This guy puts up a big, well, we disagree with this man. He's not inclusive. And, you know, all this garbage, gobbledygook stuff. And then in, like, the fifth paragraph says, but we can't have any violence on campus, blah, 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 blah. This is what it is, Wayne. You know, I'm paying a lot of money to send the urchins to school. And I'm telling you, I'm knocking out schools right and left. I'm not sending my kids to NYU or even Villanova. Villanova. I mean, they've gone mad. They've gone mad. Hillsborough College in Michigan's a good school. For those looking for some place,
that's
a well-run school.
And if you think those schools are bad, try my alma mater, Columbia University. Wow, that's as commie as it gets. I mean, that's not liberal, radical communist, hateful of America.
I think Brown is worse.
All right,
I think Brown is worse.
Brown's probably a step worse, yeah. If that's possible. All right, Bill O'Reilly, great wisdom as always, and we appreciate you coming on. Check out more at BillO'Reilly.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%. More than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipts to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, patriot. I love this country. America first, America second, America third, America forever. It's always America for me. And I think most importantly, SOB, son of a butcher, and American made. You can only find a war like this in the United States of America. Go search the rest of the world. You can't find a war like this. Wayne Allen Root. Bill Cunningham's coming up in the next segment. We'll have an interview with the great one. I always call Bill O'Reilly the great one, but Bill Cunningham's the great one. He's the host of the number one show in Cincinnati on WLW 700 AM, and he hosts a Sunday night nationally syndicated program on Premier Radio that is number one weekend conservative show in the United States of America, and I'm very honored that I'm his favorite and most frequent guest in the United States for the last 10 years, and now I'm returning the favor. He's a guest on my show tonight right here on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio. Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group are the sponsors of this segment of the show. He's handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS all across the United States. Best darn tax lawyer in America. I love the guy. Took care of me when I was in trouble with the IRS, when Barack Obama went after me and tried to destroy my life, and I believe Lois Lerner was directing my IRS attack at the behest of Obama and Valerie Jarrett. Next thing you know, he beat the IRS not once but twice, and I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. But until now, the services of a tax attorney unaffordable to average Americans, not anymore. Now the total cost is a monthly fee of only $190. Most cases concluded in 3 to 6 months, courtesy of Sam Landis and the staff at the Landis Tax Group and the Lawyers IRS Resolution Services. And you start with a free consultation with a real tax attorney, my friend Sam Landis, and his team. Go to 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, or we help you. com. We help you with the letter U.com. Thank you, Sam Landis. You want to know how bad liberals are? Here's how bad liberals are. I told you, I made a big deal of the fact that Ilhan Omar, who is the Muslim extremist, wacko Hamas representative, basically, in our United States House, and she is just the worst ever in the history of America, but Rashida Tlaib is a very close second. I'll get to her in a minute. But she made a comment about 9/11. Somebody did something. Somebody did something was the worst terror attack in the history of America. That's how she described it. Somebody did something. Almost 3,000 Americans, 2,977 Americans died. Horrible, fiery deaths. And will never see their children again, or their parents again, or their wives again, or their husbands again, or their loved ones again. And their loved ones will never see them again. And she thinks that somebody did something to someone. And so that turned into a big firestorm and controversy. And then there's this professor at NYU that sums up liberals. She's a professor of journalism. What a journalist she is. She came under fire for tweeting after this whole Ilhan Omar controversy. She tweeted, "When did the memory of 9/11 become sacred? In what way and to whom?" Can you imagine? You know, keep in mind, the death total includes victims ranging from 2 years old to 85 years old, and included 403 firefighters and police officers. And Ilhan Omar thinks it's somebody did something, no big deal. That's how she describes the worst terror attack in history, with 403 dead firemen and policemen. And unimaginable numbers. And this NYU professor says, "When did the memory of 9/11 become sacred? In what way and to whom?" And when Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw responded to Ilhan Omar and hit her really good, I believe, if I remember correctly, his exact quote was, he said, "First time in the history of the United States Congress, someone referred to the worst terrorist attack in history with 3,000 dead Americans as somebody did something to someone." She hits back and says, "The real victim, Captain," and then she curses, "SHIT head speaks." That's what she said about a U.S. congressman who has an eye patch because he lost his eye to a IUD along the roadside in Afghanistan fighting in the Helmand province for the United States military. And by the way, he was a Navy SEAL awarded a Purple Heart, two Bronze Stars, including one with Valor, and the Navy Commendation Medal with Valor. And after this crazy woman, this professor of journalism at NYU, Talia Lavin, after she drew criticism for that insult of this amazing American hero, she said, actually, she tweets out, "Actually, you're right. I should respect his rank. His name is Lieutenant Commander." And then she curses SHIT head. Can you imagine the horrible people that make up liberals and Democrats and communists in America today verbally attacking a United States military hero and taking the side of Ilhan Omar that 9/11 was no big deal? She now teaches a class at NYU called Reporting on the Far Right and has a focus on far-right extremism and social justice. A communist traitor to the United States of America. She should be drummed out of America. Send her to Afghanistan.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr will hold a 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time press conference on Thursday to discuss the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. Federal law enforcement on Wednesday is announcing charges of 60 people across multiple states in connection with the opioid crisis, including 31 doctors, 7 pharmacists, and 8 nurse practitioners accused of illegally prescribing and distributing opioids and other narcotics. Ben Glassman is a United States attorney for the Southern District of Ohio. He says it will take a massive effort to get rid of all the opioids that are on the streets.
Enforcement and treatment are both critical, as of course is prevention, if we're to turn the tide of this opioid crisis. And I believe we can.
North Korean state media says the country's military has tested a new tactical guided weapon. The test was supervised by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Speak with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allyn Root, Newsmax TV, our Power Hour. We're always on USA Radio, but our third hour, we're joined by 80 million homes, DirecTV, Dish TV, Comcast, Xfinity, Fios, UVerse, Charter, Spectrum, cable systems all over the great United States. And it's a great time to have my next guest coming on. We'll get to him in just one second. The great Bill Cunningham, the great one, one of the kings of conservative talk radio and the king of the Midwest conservatives, and we'll have him in just a second. I want to give kudos to the sponsor of this segment of the show, Senogenics, who made Wayne Root great again. My health, my energy level, I feel great, I look great, I feel like I'm 30 years old again. I owe it to Senogenics. Trump makes America great again. Senogenics makes Americans great again, one American at a time. Give them a call and ask them how they can make you great again the same way they made Wayne Root great again. Find out what it costs. Find out what they'll do for you. Find out what, you know, what it takes to make things work. It's a free phone call, and it's a free no-obligation consultation, and so you have nothing to lose, nothing to risk. They're the ones taking all the risk and spending all the money because they're sponsoring my national radio show and my national TV show, and they want to make you great again. Give a call at 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in this country, and a free no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER, or go to Senogenics.com. All right, we've got our guest, Bill Cunningham. Now, over the years, he's become one of the biggest conservative talk show hosts in the United States, and I was always honored to be on his show. He's the number one weekend conservative host in America. His show on Sunday night on Premier Radio blasts out to about 300 markets all over the United States. Millions of people listen. Number one weekend conservative show. And he's also got the number one show in Cincinnati on WLW, 700 AM. It's a blowtorch that reaches the whole Midwest, and he's the number one man. And I've never before had him on my show. So he is my mentor in conservative talk radio. The reason I'm here today on national TV and national radio is because of the great one, Bill Cunningham, who treated me like such a wonderful way that no other host ever did. He is my guy. Bill Cunningham, welcome to the show.
War, how are you?
I'm doing great now that you're on the show. It's a great honor to have you on, man.
Very kind words. I've been doing the radio in the Midwest for about 37 years, and I've been on the Matt Drudge Report. Matt Drudge started the Sunday Night Show, and about 15 years ago, he told Premier, you know what, I can't do it anymore. My website's taken off, and so I was, when the call was made, I'm standing on one side is Sean Compton, and the other side is Sean Hannity, and Hannity says to Compton, why don't you put Willie on? And I said, sure, I'll do Sunday night at 10 o'clock. I got nothing else to do. And so 15 years later, I'm still talking from, you know, we have great stations in Las Vegas where you are. And it's fun because I have about a million listeners or so on Sunday night. And you are my number one guest of all time. I kind of looked it up the other day. Approximately how many times do you think you've been on with me?
Well, I know your rule before I got there was no one could be on more than once a year, and I
Correct.
Come on, and I come on, I don't know, I'd say 20 times a year, and I've been doing this for almost, I'd say like 8 years, so maybe I've been on 100, 150 times, something
and
like
the
that.
The best I can determine is 188, 188 times, including last Sunday night, and with what's happening tomorrow, you know, I watch everything simultaneously. I got War on, I got CNN on to get the enemy version, I got Fox on, which is getting too liberal. And I'm watching this, and Jerry Nadler, about 10 minutes ago, the clown, the fool, the miscreant from New York, who looks like Jabba the Hutt, held an impromptu news conference and said he's angry at Barr. So I'm thinking, okay.
That's good.
I mean, so Barr hadn't said anything yet, right? He's talking tomorrow at 9:30. He said, number one, he shouldn't be talking tomorrow morning at 9:30. Number two, he shouldn't give us the – he's waiting an hour and a half to 2 hours to give us the report. And number three, it's Holy Thursday. And so I'm thinking, okay, bada boom, bada bing, bada bang. Once again, the Trumpster and others have checkmated your fat butt. And as a consequence, Trump's going to win this thing tomorrow. And what's going to happen, War, is that the Democrats and the media will never, ever, ever say, you know what, we were wrong. The 400 pages is a big nothing burger. But I guess what? They're going to latch onto a phrase, a sentence, a paragraph, and they're going to drive that bus right through the middle of a crowd because they will never concede wrongdoing. They will never admit they shouldn't have done this. They never will say the FISA warrants are a bunch of crap. They never should say that federal judges were tricked. Because when you have Obama spying and eavesdropping and surveilling the Trump campaign, the transition, and the first few months of the administration, and it's the biggest, the worst coup ever to happen in this country. When, can you imagine if Bush had done the same thing to Obama in 07 and 08? What would the media have done?
Well, let me ask you, what's the difference between Watergate, when Nixon had his boys break into the DNC, and Obama spying on the Trump campaign? What no one's talking about is Obama didn't just spy on Trump to frame him and try and destroy him and bring him down, which would be bad enough and is criminal and I believe is bigger than Watergate by far. But I believe from the beginning, I said this from day one, Obama spied on Trump because he was spying on the campaign and he was giving all the information to Hillary's campaign so it would be a lock that Hillary won. He was fixing a national presidential election, except it backfired, and even though Hillary knew everything Trump was going to do before he did it because they spied on him and they knew it in advance, Trump still beat him.
Kennedy fixed the 1960 election in Illinois. Nobody said anything. Nixon let it go. Nixon did the same kind of crap that LBJ had done and that John F. Kennedy had done. Kennedy did much worse things than Nixon ever did, but they still got him. This is much worse. This is 10 times worse than what Nixon did. Nixon indirectly, without his knowledge, had some burglars break into the Watergate to try to get some information about Ellsberg's psychiatrist filed to use against him because of the Pentagon Papers. And then it developed from that point. From the get-go of this thing, Wayne, out from the beginning, that they knew or should have known it was lies to get the FISA warrant. What happened to Carter Page is an outrage. Should never be repeated in a free society what that man has gone through. Flynn, all the other stuff. But they have to justify. Here's the key. Tomorrow morning, they got to justify what's happened. Mueller has to put things in the report as bad as possible to make it look bad because he's got to justify $30 million. He's got to justify Andrew Weissman and the Clintonista lawyers. He's got to put something in there that Democrats can hang their hat on, and that's what's going to happen over the weekend. I thank God it's Holy Thursday, Good Friday.
Yeah, that's the good news, yeah.
I know you're a practicing Hebrew and Passover, that stuff. I'm a practicing Roman Catholic. By Monday or Tuesday, this will be old news, and go on to something else with Bernie Sanders as the nominee of the Democrat Party as a normal, God-fearing American. I could not wish for anything more than a Democratic socialist running against a capitalist. Let's have that debate.
Well, I think it's going to be a landslide, electoral landslide for Trump. I predicted just yesterday on my Twitter account it's going to be Bernie Sanders at this point, is what I think. I mean, it'll change maybe over time, but I think it'll be Bernie Sanders, and the vice president will be Pete Booty, as I call him, the mayor of South Bend. I can never pronounce his last name. All I could say is the gay mayor of South Bend. There's a lot of comedic action in that one. Gay mayor, South Bend, Booty in his first name, in his last name, and I believe they're going to pick him because he's a great-looking guy. He's articulate. He looks like a Boy Scout. He seems like the nice guy in the world. He's got a military intelligence background. He's a Rhodes Scholar. He's like the perfect all-American kid. And I think they're going to name him the VP. But what they're forgetting is his dad was a Marxist college professor. He believes in the Green New Deal. He's as commie as they come. And his only claim to fame is he's filled the potholes in South Bend, Indiana. Can you imagine the idea of a vice president or maybe even the presidential nominee of the Democratic Party being a guy who fills potholes? He's never done anything in his life, but that didn't stop them from nominating Obama. So I think this kid, Mayor Pete, is going to go far in the Democrats, and my guess is he's their VP nominee with Sanders, and they will be sacrificial lambs who lose by electoral landslide to Trump. But listen, you know South Bend. It's not that far from Cincy. It's in the great Midwest. What do you hear about this guy, Mayor Pete?
Awful. Terrible. There's a ring around the Notre Dame, which is competent. All the rest of South Bend is sliding into a moral abyss. You have all these Democrats, war, pretending to be something. Kamala Harris pretends to be an African-American when she isn't. Beto Beto O'Rourke pretends to be Hispanic when he isn't. Elizabeth Warren pretends to be an Indian when she isn't. And Pete Buttigieg pretends to be competent when he isn't. This is the pretense that's going on, and the media doesn't cover it because it doesn't fit their agenda. And you and I, are on many issues when it comes to personal behavior, are kind of liberal. I don't care about Pete Buttigieg being gay.
I don't
that's
either.
Great.
No, it's fine.
I couldn't care less. Have at it. But please, don't pretend you're competent to walk into the Oval Office if something happens to the president. The only one less qualified might be Stacey Abrams. That guy's completely unqualified to become the president. He runs a lousy city with big deficits and quite, shall we say, liberal in every respect possible. But because he's gay, the media treats him with Teflon gloves as if you can't critically, objectively examine him any more than they go after the other Democrats. Beta pretends to be Hispanic. They don't go after that. They don't go after any of the Democrats because it doesn't fit their agenda war. It doesn't fit it. I think you're right. Sanders and Buttigieg is the perfect Democratic ticket to lose 49 states.
There you go. And by the way, there is one exception to your rule that they're all pretending to be something or not. Bernie Sanders isn't pretending to be a commie. He's the real thing.
He is.
Remember the full Monty? He's the full commie. He's all the way commie. He honeymooned in the Soviet Union. He wants us to pay 100% taxes. And now he's going to have the mayor of South Bend who fills potholes as his young running mate to balance off 80-year-old Bernie Sanders, the 80-year-old commie. Hey, we got to run. You know the limitations of TV and radio. What an honor to have Bill Cunningham on my show, my mentor. He's the reason I'm on Newsmax TV. He's the reason I'm on USA Radio. I got my start on the Bill Cunningham show, and he is just the classiest guy in the history of talk radio. I love you, Bill. Thank you for having me on your show. Thanks for coming on my show.
God bless America. God
bless you. You're the great one. Bill Cunningham, honor to have him on. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. When we get back, we'll try and grab a few calls. 833 Free War Talk. Call us 833-927-8255. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root. We'll be right back.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right and finds more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with everyday savings on the supplies you use most. Now get 10% off 5-gallon buckets of Valspar Contractor Coat and Storm Coat paints. And save when you buy in bulk, because when you buy 3 or more Purdy brushes, you get 15% instant savings. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 424. Purdy offer valid through 6-5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the great Bill Cunningham. Wait, in the same show, Bill O'Reilly and Bill Cunningham. Is that a show? Wayne Allen Root, Bill Cunningham, Bill O'Reilly, Bill Cunningham. Number one weekend conservative talk shows in the United States of America. Number one host in Cincinnati. Number one host in the entire Midwest United States. And Bill O'Reilly, 16 years in a row, number one in cable news. And now Wayne Allen Root, number one, period. great show today. Thank you, Bill Cunningham and Bill O'Reilly, for making it a great show. Two Irishmen and one Jew. Bill Cunningham, Bill O'Reilly, and Wayne Allen Root. That's a nice combination. That's got to be the name of a new TV show. Two Irishmen and one Jew. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got what I call golden credibility, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions, as in $2 billion, and a discount gold, silver, and precious metals dealer they are. Discount. That's an important word. Every one of you as a conservative knows you got to buy gold and silver because there are a lot of bad things going on in the world, and you don't know what's going to happen, and gold and silver is your wealth insurance. You got to have a little bit of gold and silver, or a lot of gold and silver. At various times in my life, 100% of my SEP IRA account was gold and silver. 100%. And then at other times it was like 50 and 40 and 30. But guess what? Everyone needs like 5% of wealth insurance. Just that 5% of things crash could be worth more than the entire whole of the 100% when things were good. So, you know, one bad stock market crash, one bad real estate crash, but you keep 5% in gold and the next thing you know, you've made it all up. And you're not destroyed. You're not wiped off the face of the earth. So you got to own gold and silver. Why not do it with a discount dealer of gold and silver? You want to get it at the right price, and you want to buy it from a company with integrity and credibility. And Tangible will prove to you, after you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. And if you're a qualified client, they're going to give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. You don't have to buy anything. You just call up, and if you're qualified, find out. If you're qualified, you get a free $199 coin to start off your relationship with Tangible Investments. Call them at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. They've done 2 billion in transactions, and they can show you how to protect your assets. 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. A few final news stories of the night that I wanted to get to, you know, with so many guests, I didn't have time to really tell you the big news of the night. Look, I told you so. Rashida Tlaib hosts another extreme anti-Israel terror-affiliated activist on Capitol Hill. That's the Democratic congresswoman from Michigan. She's just as bad as Ilhan Omar. They're part of the what I call the insanity coalition or the insanity caucus of the Democratic Party, and along with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And the two of them, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, are both Hamas in the United States Congress. You know, Hezbollah, Hamas. It's like having terrorists in the United States Congress, traitors to the United States. So she hosts an anti-Israel organization called American Muslims for Palestine during an advocacy event on Capitol Hill, and she sits down with Joe Catrone, who's an extreme anti-Israel activist and outspoken terrorist supporter. I told you so. These are very bad people. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez hired a top Hollywood talent agent to get a book deal, but the project fell through. She hired creative artists in Hollywood, one of the big ones, CAA, Creative Artists Agency, and they tried to get her a book deal. For whatever reason, it fell through. But this is what I've been trying to tell you about Beto O'Rourke, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders. They're all for socialism, but they're all multimillionaires or trying to be multimillionaires. They claim they're against capitalism, but they get rich because of capitalism while they're preaching socialism to all the idiots who have been dumbed down by the public school system and the communist teachers of the public school system. All of you are fools. You're going to stay poor while they ruin the economy, but they're going to get rich just like the old Politburo, just like the old Soviet Union and East Germany and the Gulag and the Stasi. They all got rich at the top. The people in power and their buddies got rich, and they held everybody else to live in misery. Fidel Castro, everyone in Cuba lived in misery except Fidel, who had concubines of young girls, every beautiful model, every beautiful actress, and he had 11 mansions on the island of Cuba and fancy exotic and classic cars at every mansion. He lived in style. He had harems of women. He expected you to live in complete misery and then say, oh, I love the Communist Party. I am always loyal to the communists. That's what they're all like. That's what Cortez is like. And Beto O'Rourke, they unmasked him. Not only does he make a lot of money while he preaches socialism, like Ocasio-Cortez and like Bernie Sanders, he gives nothing to charity. They just looked at his income tax returns. He gave less than 1% to charity. And when they asked him about it at a town hall event, listen to his answer. The most gall, the most balls, the most cojones I've ever heard in my life. Why do you give so little to charity? And his answer was, oh, every time I appear at these events, I'm trying to save America. That's my charity. I don't need to give more money to charity with physical dollars. Me being here tonight with you is, can I try that? Wayne Root doesn't need to give anything to charity. If I make $10 million this year, I'm going to give nothing to charity. Because I am such a sacrificer. I go on national TV every night with you and national radio every night with you, and that's a sacrifice. I'm the greatest guy in the world. Can you imagine the ego, the gall? It's unbelievable he would say something like that. But the physical dollars, less than 1% every year for Beto, and the same thing for Bernie Sanders. It's why they love big government. They want to steal your money, and they want government to take care of the poor. They want nothing to do with it. All of you at home, you tithe 10%. Guarantee you. Good Christians, good conservatives, good Americans. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. www.ncmilitary.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.